This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
This is Claudia Yates, and you are listening to the place for intelligent audio, Witten Radio.
Hey guys, we've got a special guest interview for you today. We're joined by singer, songwriter, and producer TJ Boyce. TJ, how's it going?
Great, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being a guest on today's show. It's a great honor. TJ, for our listening audience, how have you been? I know that you hail from Houston, Texas, and there's been a lot going on there recently just with the flooding that's been taking place. Are you okay? Are your friends and family okay?
Yeah, man, absolutely. There's been a lot of flooding and crazy rain in our city the last few days, but luckily, most of my family has been pretty safe, man. I do have some friends that I talked to that had to spend a few nights in the hospital. I had some friends that spent a few nights in a hotel, and you know, riding through the city, I've seen a lot of people pulling out their carpet, and you know, just a lot of damage. But most of my family and friends have been okay.
That's good, man. Thank God. TJ, for our listening audience, you're just amazing. I mean, you've had this just this great career in the industry, and I was wondering, when did you know that you wanted to dedicate your life and your career to music?
Growing up, as a kid, still a little black kid in the inner city, I was always into whatever was hot at the time, whether it was sports or music, I was kind of always into the mix. I think when I got into college, I always knew that I wanted to do music. When I got into college and I really just started putting some things together, I decided that I wanted to really pursue a career in music, and things started happening from there.
Okay. Very nice. I know you grew up, you're a pastor's son. Do you ever have any conflict within yourself in terms of you doing like secular music or music that's not so much Christian or gospel?
It's one of those things, growing up as a preacher's son, especially, coming up in the South, there's a lot to it. I think that for the most part, my family supports me. They love me and they appreciate what I do, and they know the struggle. Whether you're doing gospel music, R&B music, hip hop, it's to be a professional, to be successful at it, it's a rough business. And I think that definitely coming from that background, it has influenced some of my choices in the type of music that I want to put out there,
absolutely.
I do have a big Christian gospel family, but I think for the most part they supported me. My father, he's deceased now, but he definitely was a big supporter of me and my
Absolutely, that's good. Now you wear multiple hats within the music industry, and to date, I mean, you're an artist, you're a songwriter, and a producer. I was wondering, is there one job in particular that you like the most out of these three, or do you kind of like them all equally?
I like them all equally. I really am in love with just having an idea in my mind and watching that idea come to life. Having a song concept or having a melody concept and seeing that melody concept, or song idea, come into something. It's almost I don't know. That's my favorite part of the whole process. But I love performing. I love to sing. You know, and I love producing and writing music.
Very nice. Very nice. What was the writing process like on your newest EP, The Life? I know it hasn't been released just yet, but I was wondering what was the writing process like for you?
Very interesting question because, you know, The Life is, it's my baby. You know, it's something that I've been working on for a while, and I've gone through a couple of things, you know, personally, you know, as I've been creating that project, I can admit, you know, that at one point, you know, I found myself chasing what I would call like chasing a radio hit or something that doing something like most of the music that you hear on the radio today, you know. And but what I've done with The Life is I've taken it back to my roots. You know, I'm a soul singer. You know, I'm a soul singer. I'm a guy that really, you know, believes in real musicianship, real singing, real artistry. And so for The Life, what I've done is I've definitely got some, you know, some of today's, you know, tricks and studio stuff, you know, with the sound of today, with the, you know, turn up music. But I've definitely also taken it back to just real, you know, real instruments, you know, real guitars, real pianos, keyboards, drums, and really working on some stuff that I think the people are gonna, that, you know, the people that have heard it have really responded great, and it's gotten some great response, and I think this is gonna be a breath of fresh air. Definitely something that I'm proud of. At the end of the day, I wanted to do something that, you know, that I would be proud of, and that's what I'm doing now. You know, I'm not no longer chasing the radio or chasing any. You know, I'm in my own lane. And you know, and I think that that's where the blessing is
going to
come from,
you know,
for me.
Amen. That's good. That's good. What was it like working with Malia Michael on your single No Panties? I mean, that song is amazing, and I mean, it's so catchy. I mean, that is the song of the summer, I would say. What was it like working? Oh, you're welcome. What was it like working on that song with her?
You know, Malia is a beautiful woman, man. She's a beautiful young lady, and she was very very easy to work with, very willing to push the envelope, very sexy, and you know, and we're cool. You know, we've actually developed a little friendship, and you know, and we've talked about possibly doing some other things together in the future. But no, she's really really professional. Very, very, very attractive woman, and it was easy to work with
him.
You know,
so
it was great chemistry.
Very nice. TJ, who would you say has influenced you the most along the way in terms of just like your musical, from a musical standpoint? Who would you say, you know, has helped inspire you and just really helped to define who you are as a musician?
You know, definitely my parents have inspired me, you know, as far as other, you know, other artists, I would say, I grew up, you know, loving the greats, you know, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, you know, Prince, you know, but even, you know, artists like, you know, Jay-Z, Tupac, you know, just, you know, people that have, that really have put the work in, you know, so all these people I'm naming have really put a lot of work in. That's something that I've learned, you know, being a recording artist that's independent, doing it for myself, that, you know, in order to attain the success that these greats have, it takes a lot of work, man, you know, and that's one thing that, you know, I wish I could let other artists know, young people that are trying to get into the music business, you can't skip the process, you can't skip the work, you know, being in front of the camera, being in front of the mic, you know, studio time, all that stuff is fun, but you can't escape the work if you want to be great.
Absolutely. That's some great advice. I mean, because a lot of people equate you know, they just don't understand the formula, you know, behind hard work and success. You know, they feel like, well, if I just wake up and do this one thing, you know, I'll be successful. But it's a whole formula, you know, and it's a routine, and it's work, and people just don't get it. Right. So that's some great advice.
It's definitely work, man. You know, it's a lot of, and it's in everything. It's in anything that you want to be. If you want to be great, you can't escape work. You know, if you want, you know, all of us can have six pack abs if we want them, but it's going to take some work. You know, if you want a great job, you know, a great career. If you want a, you know, if you want a nice home, if you want a, you know, a nice car, it's going to take some work. You know.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're so right. You're so right. TJ, where can our
listeners? Anything worth having, it's going to take some work to get it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're so right. TJ, where can our listeners find out more about you? I know that you are quite busy, and you've got a lot of going on, a lot of different projects and things in the works. I was wondering, how can our listeners keep up with you and what you're doing?
Absolutely. You can keep up with me on my website, tjboyce.com. That's TJBOYCE. I'm also on Twitter at TJBoyce, and I'm on Instagram, TJBoyce_music. And I'm, you know, doing some things to keep those particular mediums updated as much as I can. But definitely, this project, the life is coming. Man, I can't talk about it enough. You know, I think it's gonna be. It's going to be my coming out party. So definitely stay in touch and keep in touch. And come with me. Join me for a ride. It's definitely going to be a ride.
Very nice. Yes, sir. TJ, do you have any upcoming appearances or tours that you'd like to tell us about?
Right now, we're putting some things together. You know, I'm trying to put the final touches on the project. I just started back rehearsing with my band. So definitely putting some things together, but as soon as we get those dates together, I would definitely let you know first.
Okay, cool. TJ, I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Yeah, I really thank you for your time. Thank your audience for giving me the opportunity to touch you and feel the love for you guys, and, stay on the lookout. You know, definitely got some great things coming. TJ Boyce.
Awesome. Thank you so much, TJ. Guys, if you're listening to this interview on our website, check us out on your mobile phone or your mobile device. Just download the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's in the Google Play Store as well as the iTunes Store. It's free of charge. You can download that app and you can hear this interview on any mobile device. And you can, you know, share it with your friends via text message or FaceTime or any of the apps that you use, such as Snapchat or anything like that. We're also on SoundCloud. You can check out this interview by listening to going to SoundCloud and just typing in our name. It's Witten Radio. This interview will be at the top of the page. This interview with TJ will be up there, and you guys can listen to that at any time. Thank you so much, TJ.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
No problem.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.